O'Neill set some unlikely baseball history on opening day in the stadium he visited almost yearly as a kid growing up in British Columbia. And it came against the team that drafted him more than a decade ago. "Baseball is a funny game," O'Neill said. "It brings everything home like that." Read more. Maple Ridge slugger could make baseball history. O'Neill homered in his fifth straight opening day game to set a major league record and help the Boston Red Sox beat the Seattle Mariners 6-4 on Thursday night. Rafael Devers homered and doubled off Seattle ace Luis Castillo, but it was O'Neill's homer on the first pitch from Cody Bolton in the eighth inning that gave the Red Sox a 6-4 lead and made history. O'Neill homered the previous four opening days with St. Louis, tying him with Todd Hundley, 1994-97, Gary Carter, 1977-80, and Yogi Berra, 1955-58. He was a top prospect in the Mariners organization before being traded to St. Louis in 2017. And it came in front of a large contingent of family and friends from British Columbia who made the trip down to see O'Neill's first game in a Red Sox uniform. "You always want to kick the season off with a bang," O'Neill said. "Fortunately, I've been able to do it a couple times in row now. Just having a lot of fun out there." The homers and some solid pitching helped Boston manager Alex Cora enjoy his first opening day win as a manager. Devers hit an opposite field two-run homer on an elevated fastball from Castillo in the third inning, and his one-out double in the fifth helped lead to another run for Boston. Connor Wong added a two-out RBI single in the sixth on a pitch well off the plate. "He was able to drive the ball to left center, something that he wasn't able to do last year," Cora said of Devers. "That homer was impressive." Boston starter Brian Bello, 1-0, pitched five innings and limited the damage to Mitch Haniger's two-run homer after he spent last season with San Francisco. Kenley Jansen pitched the ninth for the save after recording 29 last season for Boston. Dylan Moore's pinch hit, two-run homer in the seventh inning pulled Seattle within 5-4, but that's as close as Seattle would get. Two of Seattle's big offseason additions, Jorge Polanco and Mitch Garver, both experienced some of the frustration that comes with playing at home early in the season. Each hit deep fly balls that likely would have been homers in their former parks, but instead became outs. "They got some hits with two outs, RBI hits, and those are huge. They're difference makers," Seattle manager Scott Servais said. "Not the way we wanted to start. We have a lot of games to go. We have a good team." Castillo, 0-1, labored through five innings as his control got away from him at times, missing with a number of borderline pitches. Castillo, who needed 91 pitches to get through the fifth, gave up four runs and six hits.